Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for March 22nd, 2024. This is Tony Dribus. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybean and grain futures were lower in overnight trading on technical selling and slack demand for U.S. agricultural products. Bean futures hit a two-month intraday high yesterday and settled slightly higher in trading, which may have triggered some technical selling by investors who were long the market or had bet on higher prices. Wheat futures plunged in overnight trading on signs of weak demand. Exporters recorded a net reduction in sales in the week through March 14th of 109,600 metric tons, the lowest since the grains marketing year started on June 1st, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said in a report. Japan bought 62,200 metric tons. Mexico purchased 50,100 tons, and several other countries purchased wheat from the U.S., but were offset by cancellations of 262,700 tons by China. Corn sales to overseas buyers were down 8% week to week, but up 10% from the prior four-week average, the agency said. Soybean futures for May delivery dropped 13 cents to $11.99 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $3.30 to $3.41 a short ton, and soy oil fell 0.56 cent to 48.23 cents a pound. Wheat futures were down 4.25 cents to 542.5 a bushel, and Kansas City futures lost 4.5 cents to 577.25 a bushel. Corn futures for May delivery fell 2.25 cents to 438.5 a bushel. Red meat production in the U.S. rose year over year in February, led by beef output, according to data from USDA. Output totaled 4.55 billion pounds last month, up 7% from February 2023, the agency said. Beef production was up 4% to 2.17 billion pounds, as cattle slaughter was up 3% to 2.61 million head. Average weights were up 10 pounds to 1,384 pounds. Pork production jumped 10% on an annual basis to 2.37 billion pounds, USDA said. Hog slaughter was also increased 10%, rising to 11 million head. Average weights, however, were down 1 pound to 290 pounds. Veal output was reported at 3.6 million pounds, down 6% from the same month last year, the government said. Calf processing dropped 24% year over year to 19,600 head, though the average weight was up 57 pounds to 312 pounds. Red meat production in January and February totaled 9.32 million pounds, up 3% from the same month in 2023. Beef production was up 1%, pork output was up 6%, and veal production dropped 9%, the agency said in its report. Winter weather advisories and winter storm watches have been issued from Montana east into Michigan, according to the National Weather Service. In central South Dakota, as much as 9 inches of snow is expected starting tomorrow and lasting through Monday, the NWS said in a report early this morning. Winds will gust as high as 40 miles per hour. In southern Wisconsin and northeastern Iowa, another 1 to 4 inches of snow was forecast for this morning on top of what fell last night, the agency said. Roads will be slippery. In the southern plains, meanwhile, strong winds will begin on Sunday and last all week. Winds will be sustained from 35 to 45 miles per hour, with gusts of up to 60 miles per hour expected, the National Weather Service said. Damaging winds could blow down trees and power lines, the agency said. Widespread power outages are possible.